Yeah. Well, what we found, there were little pockets, like there was right at Emory Village, because there were the weird students there. There were a few folks in
Emory Village.
I was an Emory student, and there was a little bit at Little Five Points, but you still had to be real careful, because walking up and down McClendon, you were liable to have loads of redneck teenagers wanting to jump you.
We had the bars, you know, before, you know, you had the redneck bars at Little Five Points before the hippies started infiltrating into that. That was what it was.
The old Redwood Lounge, yep.
Sure. Now, an interesting thing, here's a good one for you. On the Strip, there was an unwritten rule. Across the street was the Strip bars and the places for the rednecks. Mm. On the other side, the eastern side, was all the hippies. And it was an unwritten law that the straights, or the rednecks, or whoever, they had the other side of the street. This is really socially, really, really interesting. They had the other side of the street, and the hippies would not go over there unless they had to go to the drugstore corner to get something.
Rexall.
The Rexall, yeah, yeah. But they didn't hang out over there at all. Right. And the rednecks stayed on that side. They, you know, just look across the street, and you see, you know, thousands of hippies. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And they didn't interfere. They didn't go in to beat up the hippies or anything like that. But it was an unwritten designated area, and there was coexistence. It was totally
strangely enough.
Very strange.
I was living in Huntsville, Alabama for part of that period, and always heard about it. Always knew I had to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was amazing. Yeah. It was a social phenomenon that whole thing happened.
Yeah. Well, and then following from, as Jeff Schiffelo said, that everyone started moving to Virginia Highlands, Inman Park, and these were slated to be neighborhoods destroyed by I-485 and the Stone Mountain Expressway.
Sure.
And that people got involved in fighting back to build a community, and they've been pretty successful in both of these. In Inman Park, when that was... Rundown houses.
Oh yeah,
Mrs. Flea bags.
Ma Hulls.
Oh, what a great story!
That was the house I showed you. Ma Hulls' house. Yeah, the eating place. Yeah, that was.
I just finished scanning it.
Wait, which band was the one that ate their little feet, or 10 years after some band? I remember it was the favorite for several bands that came through the city.
Yeah, they had her cook. She even cooked for Dylan in the band. When they came to town.
I saw that show.
And they got her to cook. Good old Southern cooking. That was a great place. And you saw every type of person under the sun at her house on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. I used to eat there. Oh, yeah. Amazing place.